case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Can you be friends with benefits? Is it a thing? Or are we just all fooling ourselves? Because I say we're fooling ourselves when it comes to friends with benefits. Somebody's going to get hurt.
100,000% yes. Thank you.
End of discussion. Bye. Have a nice day.
You can totally be friends with benefits.
No way. Really?
Everyone is 1 million percent on the same page.
That's rich.
You got to be open with your feelings. And if you're dating around and you're like, I see the friend with benefit. Oh, I'm sorry, Riggs. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
The friend with benefit to me is like the Friday night booty call where it's understood. Yo, you're a booty call. I'm a booty call. We're going to hook up late at night. We're not going to like hang out, go on dates.
So you can't hang out with them if they're friends with benefits. You cannot do anything other than straight to the point. Get to it.
No dates. Like he or she can come over to your house for a little bit.
No dates. I agree.
No dates.
No dates.
Come over. We can talk at my house. Talk at your house. Hang out for a bit. Smash.
Nobody wants to talk.
I know. Riggs, you're looking at me like I have five heads.
Well, I think you're thinking of two separate things. Because right now, what Allie's talking about is not friends with benefits. Because if you've if you've been in a relationship with somebody and you just fall back and just sleeping with them just to sleep with them, that's just sleeping with your ex. You're not friends.
That's true.
Friends with benefits is we've been friends for a long time. We like each other. Mm-hmm. Let's just screw around every once in a while until we start dating somebody. And then we'll still be friends.
Well, I'm confused. That's friends with benefits. I don't know what to do.
What you're talking about right now is just rebounding. So is rebounding okay? Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because comfortable.
Well, Allie, who are you trying to be friends with benefits with?
Pottery guy. I don't know if I can do it. Because
you're not friends with benefits. You're just rebounding and bouncing back because you're comfortable with it until you find something else.
That sounds horrible.
It does, but it's true.
Sometimes
you're the leader of it's real and honest and true. You want the truth? There's the truth.
I know. I texted him because, you know, we hooked up.
Yeah.
What day was that we hooked up? A week after we broke up
Tuesday,
or whatever?
Tuesday.
And he came over and it was hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have thought the fire was back because we're broken up now. So now it's fun and risky.
It was Sunday night because I remember Monday. I remember talking about it because we were floored by it on Monday.
That's right.
Because I was sick on Tuesday and Wednesday. I remember So it was Sunday when you guys hooked up.
No. Was it?
Either way, who cares? Either way, it's besides the point.
The point is we hooked up and then I just thought it was going to be a hookup. Okay?
Yeah.
So, but when he came over, like he came in hot. And when I say hot, I mean like passionate. Like this, I was expecting straight to the point. I was not expecting like it to be like in the beginning when we dated.
Allie.
But that's the way it felt.
Right.
And I was like, wait a second here. This is a trick because we're not together. That's why it feels more fun. So last night I texted him and said, is this crazy? Like what? I said, I've been thinking about you today and I don't know what to do with this because this is not I don't want to be in a relationship.
No.
He doesn't really seem to be at this point either.
But you clearly still have feelings, both of you.
Yeah.
Is it though?
Yes.
You said you're thinking about him.
I was thinking about him after we did it.
See,
it was a trick. That's what I'm saying. It was a trick.
Normally, it was
a mind trick. I feel like this is like some stupid wicked game.
It
like,
is a wicked game. You're playing
play
with yourself.
Games.
No, she's not, and that's the problem.
Fair point.
Thank you.
Fair enough. You don't know what I do when I'm alone. But anyway. I'm just saying I'm really confused right now because I was swiping.
Yeah.
I did it with him, and then I didn't think about swiping all day. And I said, what the hell? We don't want to be together. And that's I don't want to be in a relationship, but I don't want to hurt anyone.
You're okay to rebound. We all rebound.
And you're okay.
It's comfortable.
To,
it's familiar territory.
But what if he's,
you know the lay of the land.
I don't know.
You're
what
okay
I'm doing
to
here.
Bang your ex because you got to remember, you guys didn't have goodbye sex after you broke up.
True.
And you know with the goodbye sex, Riggs is a guy, you know this.
Yes.
When it's a goodbye sex, you're bringing the hottest
heat
you have.
Am I so asking much heat for trouble?
Yes. Yeah,
100%.
Of course.
You are playing with fire, yes.
Of course you are.
100%.
And we'll be here to stoke the flames, not gasoline to it at any and all times.
Yep. God, I'm
stop
asking,
hiding. Stop
I'm
hiding.
Asking for it, aren't I?
You yes are asking for it.
My God, I'm asking for straight trouble.
You are.
And now you're going
to
get it.
Should I just go back to swiping and never call him again?
That probably. Yes.
Swipe and bang.
But I like sleeping with him.
If you do that, one of you is going to catch feels and you're going to end up back in the relationship with him. And that's what you want, then do that. Otherwise, move on, man. Move on.
I say screw it. Do it anyway. Just do it. Swipe and bang. Swipe and bang.
That's
swipe,
what my
swipe, swipe
said.
And bang.
Swipe and
bang. Swipe and
do
bang.
Do it with him, but keep swiping.
You're
the swipe and bang. Why not?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.